Hiroshima, predominantly Asian American group. I think they started around 1974, thereabouts. And the entire group was made up of Asian Americans. And you hear the Asian influence, strong Asian influence, in their song right now, One Wish. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, this is the program where we do encourage the celebration of diversity. So we're taking a look at vitamin D and what can go wrong when we take too much. All right, so we're looking now at very, very severe or chronic vitamin D toxicity symptoms, which can, as I mentioned, be life-threatening. We left off with heart failure and heart attack. Can you imagine that? Taking something good for us that can cause heart attack, heart failure. How about this? Kidney stones and kidney failure. Tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. How about this? Hearing loss. Pancreatitis. Gastric ulcers. Coma. So this is something that we have really got to be careful with. I'll say it that way. Careful with it. It's not that we need to avoid vitamin D unless, you know, you, as I mentioned before, have some medical conditions that make it necessary for you to leave vitamin D alone altogether. It's just a matter of making sure that you don't overdo it. That's the key. Don't overdo it. Okay, so here we go. Vitamin D, generally speaking, is it good for most people? Yes, definitely. Unless they have some medical conditions that preclude or would suggest or clearly indicate that they need to stay away from it, vitamin D is good for most people. Remember, we need it. It does so much good for so many parts of our bodies. Of course, a good way to consume or get a daily supply of vitamin D is to do what? There you go. Spend time in the sun. Yes. That sun will provide some vitamin D for us. Our skins will absorb it and synthesize it, and the vitamin D will do its thing in our bodies. Even there, you don't want to get too much. You don't want to be out in the sun too long trying to get your vitamin D. All right, we can also get it, though, by eating. Yes, some of the foods that we might consume can have it. How else? By drinking. Some of the beverages that we drink may be fortified with vitamin D. And another way to get it is by taking supplements, vitamin D supplements. Of those three ways of getting our vitamin D into our systems, which would you say is or are the ways that people are most likely to get too much? Probably the supplements is how most people would get too much. Or remember the sun. We don't want to be out there baking. We don't want to use methods that could cause problems for us either. You know, you're out there in that sun and you're coming up with ways to have that sun just really, really bake into your skin. Be careful. So it's the way we absorb the sun, but it's also how long we absorb that sun. Because remember, we can indeed find ourselves dealing with cancer if we spend too much time in the sun. So that said, vitamin D generally is good for us. We need it. But too much is too much, and too much is not good. So that said, here's our pop quiz. I'm going to ask you to order some things for me. And this would be an easy ordering. I just want you to place, I'm going to give you a symptom, and you place it in one of two categories. Either place it in the symptom category or place it in the severe symptom category. Or let's say life-threatening symptom category. All right? So just one of two doses, I'm sorry, not one of two doses, one of two categories, either in the symptom category or life-threatening symptom category. Okay. A person experiences a loss of appetite and weight loss. Would that be a symptom or a life-threatening symptom? I know that they're all symptoms. If it's a life-threatening symptom, it's a symptom. But for our purposes, what I'm saying here is they're not all life-threatening. And so just to keep it simple, let's put it this way. Less severe symptom, life-threatening symptom. Let's put it that way. Less severe symptom, life-threatening symptom. And you're going to place each of these symptoms in one of those categories. Okay, so here we go. A loss of appetite and weight loss. Does that go into the less severe symptom category? Or does it go into the life-threatening symptoms category? Okay, how about this one? A person's skin is slow to return to normal after it's pinched. Okay. All right, how you doing so far? You feeling pretty good about it? We've only covered two. How about this one? Trouble breathing. Is that in the less severe symptom category, or would that belong in the life-threatening symptom category? All right. How about this one? High blood pressure. Yep, high blood pressure. Less severe symptom, life-threatening symptom. Okay. Irregular heartbeat. Less severe or life-threatening? Irregular heartbeat. All right. Nausea and vomiting. Less severe or life-threatening? Okay. Temporary losses of consciousness. All right. Heart failure and heart attack. Changes in gait. Constipation. All right. Let me give you one more, just one more, and then we'll see how you did. Coma. Does that go into the less severe symptom or life-threatening symptom? All right. Now, I think that last one, coma, was probably a quick and easy one for most of you, if not all of you. And I definitely wanted to end on that note. So, that said, let's see how you did. All right. This was a pop quiz, but I think you did well with this. Okay, here we go. I asked you about a loss of appetite and weight loss. Where'd you place that one? Okay, there you go. That is indeed a less severe symptom. Now, I'm not going to go down this list in the order in which I asked them, so I apologize for that. But just look for it. I'll give you time to find it. I'll give you a few seconds to find it. Okay, here we go. Constipation. Less severe or life-threatening? Yes, less severe symptom. Okay. Trouble breathing. Less severe or life-threatening? Yeah, trouble breathing is life-threatening. High blood pressure, less severe or life-threatening? Yes, high blood pressure is life-threatening. Nausea and vomiting. I think this one might have been kind of tricky for a number of people. Nausea and vomiting, less severe or life-threatening? Yeah, that one is less severe. You'd almost be tempted to consider that one to be life-threatening, huh? That one is less severe. Irregular heartbeat. That could be tricky. Would you place that under life-threatening? That one, too, is actually less severe. How about this one? temporary losses of consciousness. That's life-threatening. Yes. Temporary losses of consciousness, life-threatening. Heart failure and heart attack. Yes. That one's almost a given, huh? Life-threatening. Heart failure and heart attack, life-threatening. If we got coma, you put that under life-threatening, right? Cool, all right. Changes in gait, less severe. Skin that is slow to return to normal after being pinched. That belongs under the less severe symptom category. So how'd you do? Better than you thought, huh? All right, congratulations. Stay with me. When we come back, let's begin to resume our discussion. There's something else that I think you're going to find interesting.